And I just want, in the closing moments of this meeting, to leave one verse of Scripture with you. And it's Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Some of you know the verse well. God says, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Notice in this verse of Scripture there's an invitation. God says, come. He says, come now. Many times in the Word of God, God is inviting people like you and people like me, just to come as we are, where we are, and come to Him. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Come. But the invitation says, come now. It is easy, as we all can testify, it is easy to put things off, and especially salvation or getting right with God. We know that we've grown cold at heart, and very often people say, you know, whenever you get away from God and you backslide and you get out of fellowship with God, it is so, so difficult to come back again. But God still invites us. Come now. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And here we have this wonderful invitation. But not only in this verse is there invitation, but there's deliberation. God says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful phrase, deliberation. God says, come now and let us reason together. Let's talk about this. You see, the people that God was speaking to here through the prophet Isaiah were a people that had backslid and they'd got away from God, and they were heavy laden with sin. We're told that in verse number 4, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity. And here's a people that maybe felt they've got so far from God, and they're so wicked, and they're so sinful, and they're so godless that God couldn't possibly be interested in them. That might be your state of mind and thought tonight. God could never be interested in me. I'm not really a regular churchgoer. I've done things, I've lived a certain way, and God's not interested, surely, in people like me. I tell you, He is. God says, let's reason together. Let's deliberate. Let's talk about this. Let's get this thing settled once and for all. Come now, let us reason together, just you and the Lord, and let's sort the whole thing out. Invitation, deliberation. And then there's condition here as well. Your sins. Though your sins be as scarlet, though they be red like crimson. And God is putting his finger upon lives, and he's saying, this isn't about the other guy. It's not about somebody else. It's about you. And it's about your sin. And that's the great problem. That's the thing that separates us from God. That's the thing that takes us out of this world into the next, into a lost eternity. It's not somebody else's sin. It's not the hypocritical Christian. It's not somebody else that doesn't live the life. It's your sin. And you will give an account for it. And God says, but listen, let us come together and let's talk about your sin, your condition, where you are spiritually. You know, if you have garments or clothing or a tablecloth and you spill beetroot on it, or something that's red, something that's crimson, something that's scarlet, that's a stain that is often very difficult to remove and very difficult to cover. And something that stands out, it's hard to hide. And God knows all about your sin. He knows all about our sin. But you'll notice here there's not only an invitation and deliberation and a condition, but there's salvation. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white. they shall be white. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can cleanse from all sin. The grace of God goes deeper than the stain of sin. I'm not interested tonight in what you've done or where you've been up until this moment of time. All I'm concerned about tonight is where you go from this moment in time. It's none of my business what you've got up to, and nobody here tonight is here to embarrass you or to pry into your past or your circumstances or your personal affairs. That is between you and God alone. But what we're here to tell you is this, that those crimson sins, those scarlet sins can all be forgiven. And tonight, by God's grace, you can be made white as snow in the sight of God. Notice lastly, I believe there's a reference here to what we call justification. Because it says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Now, whenever there's a big fall of snow, what does that snow do? Covers everything, doesn't it? I used to love it whenever I was a little boy and you got up in the winter time and looked out the window and there's just a big thick blanket of snow over everything. It was so pristine, it was so white, the very atmosphere seemed to be cleansed by the snow. It covered up all of the winter weather, the leaves and the dirt and the grass that was getting patchy, and everything gets covered by the snow. And the lovely thing about the Lord Jesus Christ is whenever a person comes to him, he gives us what the Bible calls the garments of salvation. A spotless robe of righteousness. Grace to cover all my sin. It's all covered. And then whenever we think about wool, we think about the sheep, of course, where the wool comes from. I lived in Australia, as most of you know, for a couple of years, and on one occasion we went to visit this large shearing station. And I never knew what the Bible meant whenever it said, the Lord Jesus, as a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Outside of this shearing parlor, there were hundreds and hundreds of sheep all making their way in, being channeled in, and the noise outside was staggering from these sheep. But whenever the sheep came in and the shearer lifted that sheep and put it onto its side or onto its back, that sheep just fell silent. And the shearer got his shears and he took off that wool and he just lifted the big bundle of wool and he unfurled it like a blanket and he put it in this big pallet. And I thought about this text of Scripture. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And whenever that little sheep came in, its wool was long and it was dirty and it was dusty and it was defiled. But whenever the shearer came and he took off that wool, it left the shearing parlor and it was white. And the wool was taken away to some other place, some other country, to be used for textiles, taken far, far away from that little sheep. And I'll tell you, you'd have a big job getting that wool back onto that sheep. And the Scripture tells us that as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Covered. And yet sin removed at the same time. And that's what it means to be justified before God. He removes our sin. He clothes us in the garments of salvation. What a wonderful invitation for you this evening. Come now. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, whatever your background is, this invitation's extended to you. Come now, an invitation. Let us reason together, deliberation. Though your sins be as scarlet, though they be like crimson, there's our condition. They shall be white, there's salvation. White as snow, made like wool, justification. Will you come to the Lord this evening? Trust in this blessed Savior that Stephen has been telling us about and Stephen and Cherie have been singing about. Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf. Be in time. Come now. Let us unite our hearts together in prayer. We'll not sing anymore, but we'll unite our hearts together in prayer and give God thanks for the good things that have been provided. Let us seek the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, O God, for this meeting. We thank Thee, O God, for the songs that we've been singing. We thank Thee, Lord, for the testimony that we've heard. And we thank Thee, O God, for the messages that our brother and sister have brought to us. And O God, we pray that Thou will bless all of these things to our hearts and lives. And grant, O God, tonight that there might be those who will come now and do business with God, have their sins dealt with, be made white as snow, have their sins removed as far as the east is from the west. Lord, hear and answer prayer, we ask in the Saviour's name. Amen.